two notes before we get started. That's the first shutout for Kennesaw State in the 2 years, and it's also now at 7 wins to be a program record for wins. Coach, appreciate your time. If you would start with an opening statement, and we'll open up to questions.
Absolutely, and I think what Mike just said is duly noted. I think, for us to accomplish a 7-win season, it's a big deal. I didn't put a bunch on it, but it is a big deal. And to get that shutout, especially when we played a lot of people today, which it gets hard down the stretch. Those guys hadn't got the same number of reps, but it was a good thing. I thought we were a little sloppy the first half. Turned the ball over a couple times, had some penalties. They did try to pick it up, I thought, a little bit in the second half and played a little bit better. So, at the end of the day, we won. And, we protected the nest. We're 1-0 at home. You know, the things we're trying to get accomplished. And we'll enjoy this and we'll go get ready to finish off conference play. We talked about, before the Mama came, about finishing the season. So we're trying to take it one day at a time, 1 week at a time, and see if we can finish this thing off. I'll open it up for questions.
How close was this to that complete game you guys have been looking
at? I think we're still a ways away from that. I mean, when you look at the scoreboard, you could say that. But I look at it more from execution, effort, and those things. So it may look that way on the scoreboard, but I'll tell you what I thought was better today is our kicking game. I'll give those guys some props. The kid kicking off after the first one rolled out of bounds. I thought he did a better job. I thought our coverage was better, which is something for us to have a chance in these last two conference games we got to be better at. We changed up a little bit of our protection on extra point field goal to try to help a little bit. It was better. Still not what it needs to be, but I thought from a kicking game standpoint it was better. We're able to get Chaston back catching punts. We've kind of been toying with that for the last few weeks. Thought he did a good job. You know, you never know what he's going to do when he has the ball in his hands. He may reverse field 3 times. It's entertaining. I thought that was definitely better. But I don't know the offense and defense. We were at the same level we were a week ago as far as just that intensity and effort that it needs to be. But I was proud that the kicking game was better. That's for sure.
You mentioned Chaston. I know the plays aren't generally designed to go his way. But he's been on quite a hot streak over the last month, 5 weeks. Have you seen anybody else do something like this?
No, it's phenomenal. It's fun to watch, isn't it? Yeah. Early in the season, I'll be honest with you, the first game of the season, when he was blocking for Miles White, if y'all remember, we had gotten the ball in about the 2-yard line. We were driving out. We were coming out. And Miles got knocked out. And the kid took him about 3 weeks to get his – it means so much to him, he took it personal. And he's in there watching the play over and over. It took him about 3 weeks to get out of that. And he finally, as around Liberty, he kind of started hitting his stride again. And what you see is the Chaston you saw last year. He's got all his confidence back. He's flying around doing what Chaston does. He's a dynamic playmaker. I wish we had him longer, you know. He's a heck of a player, and I'm glad to see him, that he got his confidence level back of making plays, which he's always been able to do.
It's a team win. Getting that 7-win, you mentioned it earlier, but how important does the team understand how important that 7-win was for the program?
You know, I think our kids are excited about that, but I'll be honest with you. I had to fight conference. I had to fight all the other stuff this week. As I told you guys before, it's important. I'm not minimizing it at all. But our kids had such bigger aspirations than 7 wins. They didn't come here to win 7 games. They didn't come here to win 6 games. I mean, we talked about it after the game. I talked about it a little bit during the week. But that's not what they're here for. And they'll tell you that. I had to keep their mind off Presbyterian and Charleston State all that this week. Because that's where their heads were. I'm just being honest with you. These kids, 18, 21 years old. And you're trying to keep them focused on the task at hand. And I know where they were. So now we can put this, but we can move on to Presbyterian and the conference play and finishing strong. So it's important. Our kids know it's important. But at the end of the day, there's a bigger picture that I think they're after, more than just 7 wins right now.
With that, how do you, and the kids wanting to go on to Presbyterian and close out the season, how do you convey the importance of the game but maximize the focus of them?
I don't think it's going to be a problem. We got beat there last year, played poorly, and I think our kids will be motivated. to play better. They felt like it was a game they shouldn't have lost, but they did. So I think they'll be ready to play. And you know, you just don't ever know what's going to happen. You know, I hear on the loudspeaker, Charleston Southern gets beat by Gardner Webb. You don't never know what's going to happen. And all we can do is go focus on, as you said, that task at hand this week. And that's all we've ever tried to do here. We don't look ahead at anything. But our kids, I don't think they're going to look ahead at anything. They're zeroed in on this one now. We had to end the thing on that last year, and it was not a good deal. So I think they'll be ready. They'll be motivated and ready to go.
You said the defense wasn't quite as sharp and energetic as it was last week, but you guys did hold them to their lowest yardage output all season and put up the first shutout. Can you talk about how you feel?
I think the shutout's awesome. I think anytime you can do that regardless, I think that's hard to do. You know, that's hard to do. So really excited about that. It's the first time we've been able to do that here. Proud of everybody that played. I mean, after the first drive of the third quarter, we start substituting. So I'm proud of that. I'm a coach. I look at things, you know, I'm watching some of the stuff in the first half and where it should, honestly, I told them at halftime they should have never gained a yard. If you were playing like your hair was on fire, I mean, they shouldn't have really done anything at all. So, but I was proud of the shutout, and because I mean, that's tough. That's tough to do this day and age against anybody with the way offenses are today. It's hard to get a shutout, so I'm really, really proud of that.
Coach, Justin Sumter injured his ankle in the second quarter. Do you know how serious it is?
You know, I think he just tweaked it a little bit, and I think it scared him more than anything. I think he'll be all right. He could have played, and at the point in time in the game, I just said it's better for him to go over and get well. We're going to need him down the stretch. So I don't think it's anything more than just a tweak, and probably maybe scared him more than it did hurt me, to be honest with you, so I think he'll be all right. We definitely need him. Good player.
You guys had a couple of big pass plays. Can you talk about what you saw out of the passing game? Was it, you know, you weren't airing it out, but you did, you know, convert over the top?
Yeah, we were trying to get it going a little bit early. You know, we were able to hit Justin. We had Xavier open on the interception, and Chandler just sailed it a little bit. If he'd have thrown more of a drive ball, it would have been an easy pitch and catch, but it wasn't. They were giving us a bunch of different looks early on, just different looks on defense, and we were navigating that. But we were able to hit some big plays. We were trying to push the ball down the field a little bit as best we could. So, and then sometimes they were playing coverage. You know, they were picking and choosing a little bit of what they were doing. So we did what we had to move the ball.
Can you talk a little bit more about just the offense in general, especially when you guys were able to bring in the bench and still keep the ball moving?
Yeah, that's fun to see. It's Daniel David to get in, and, you know, he's a young redshirt freshman, has a ton of ability. And I even said on the headset, every rep he gets in a game gives him an opportunity to really grow as a quarterback. You can't duplicate live reps. So, but that was good for him. And then a guy like Jansen Jeffrey, you know, he's a senior, and he doesn't play much. He signals, does all our signaling for us with some other guys. And I think the guys were probably more excited to see some of those guys play than they were anything at the end of the game. And that's just awesome for your team. It's awesome for the morale of your football team, you know, to have those guys that do work. I was grabbing a couple of the guys that were actually scout team players and trying to put them in on the last kickoff, and even though they didn't know what to do, but just get them in the game, because they, all those kids out there work hard, man. And they, when you get an opportunity, you want to get them on the field. So I think it was good. I think it was good offensively that we could continue to move the ball so they could stay out there and play more. And you know, because you go three and out, they get three plays, and they don't get any more. But they were able to stay on the field, and which was positive. And all we were doing is just kind of, it was mash football. You know, it was either a fullback dive or quarterback ISO. That was really it. But they were able to stay on the field, which got them all reps, which was good.
Anything else? All right, Coach, thank you.
Hey, appreciate you guys, man. We got a lot of people in here today. I always appreciate you guys coming. I try to say that every time. I really mean it. Appreciate everybody being here. It's fun stuff going on here right now. We're trying to continue it.
Hey, Nate.